And this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Denver voters will decide in April whether to allow new housing, retail, and park space at the old Park Hill Golf Course. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports that groups who oppose the effort make for strange political bedfellows.
The Democratic Socialists of America and the Denver Republican Party, frequent adversaries, both oppose the development of the Park Hill Golf Course. The GOP argues the city is undermining voters who want to protect open space. The socialists say they'd prefer public housing solutions over market-based fixes. Neither group wants a golf course, but that's the most likely outcome if voters don't approve developing the land. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
The Denver airport could be extra busy this week. Spring break travel season is in full swing, and DIA says 600,000 passengers are expected to fly through the end of next week, with the busiest travel period happening this weekend. Rocky Mountain National Park's most popular campground will be closed for more than a year beginning in late May. Moraine Park is getting upgrades to its weather drainage and electrical systems. And the CU women's basketball team will start their March Madness journey today. The Lady Buffs are in Durham, North Carolina for a game against Middle Tennessee State at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, Colorado State's season ended with a loss in the NIT tournament earlier this week. This is CPR News and KRCC.